Is it because they are the popular kids in school and that's why they can bully anyone? Could be that they are the seemed strong people. That's why they are also the popular kids. Hey Zesties, you're listening to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. In this podcast, we share about personal experiences, pop culture, and societal impacts. I do occasionally review TV shows where I relate them to real-life situations and learnings. So if this is something you're interested in, please keep on listening. And yes, Zesties, we're now in 2023 and season 5. Yay! I haven't really announced it that much because I didn't want to make it too grand and just gradually evolve the podcast for this season over time. But yes, we're now on season 5. And in this season, I'm more focused on reviewing TV shows and relating them to real-life situations and learnings, and also add in my personal experiences in relation to that aspect as well. So, what's for today's episode? Today's episode is about the show The Glory in Netflix, starring Song Hye Kyo. Now, if you guys are not into K-dramas, that's all good. I have you covered. So the reason I wanted to talk about this show and relate it to real life is because of the social aspect to it. So I'm not sure which country you are from, but in this show, it focuses on school violence and its prevalence in South Korea. The topics that we're going to unpack in today's episode is more on the storyline, a bit of the characters, but not too much of a technical review of the show. And of course, the real life bullying that's happening right now in Korea. And maybe I would put in some of my personal experiences as well. The statistics around school bullying and school violence, the effects of bullying on long-term health, and the reason why people bully others. And of course, my bullying journey and healing journey. So please stick around and let's get into it. So the story of The Glory is a story of revenge of the main character named Moon Dong-un, played by Song Hye Kyo, against her high school bullies. So this is set in South Korea. And if you don't know much about the country, it's the home of K-pop and BTS. But in this episode and in this TV show, it's really more on the very serious topics in life, which is school violence and school bullying in South Korea. And of course, even though this show is not a documentary or not based on a true character, but it is a representation of real life people and real life events, unfortunately. And the show is split into part 1 and 2. So currently, part 2 is still on the way. That's on March 2023. So you still have time if you'd like to watch it. And for this episode, there's no spoiler. So please do keep on listening. And today, what I'm going to talk about is mainly more on the relation to the situations in real life as depicted on the show. So the characters of the show is Moon Dong-un, played by Song Hye Kyo. So she's the main character here. So there are 4 delinquents or perpetrators of the school violence. And this is mainly headed by Park Yeonjin, which is played by Im Ji-hyun, and 3 other bullies, which I'm just not going to talk about more of them. Because honestly, I didn't know them before. I only know Song Hye Kyo in this drama. But I think some of the actors here are quite prominent, but I'm just not that much of an expert, although I watch a lot of K-drama. And the writer for this show was the writer for Goblin and Descendants of the Sun, which also Song Hye Kyo starred in. And the style of this TV series is quite intriguing to me because, especially with a trailer and all, and then when I started watching the first episode, it was so It was so violent. I cannot. Okay, Zesties. I'm not going to say that these are spoilers, but I'm just going to put it out there that there are a lot of violence in the first two episodes and some of the flashbacks on future episodes as well until episode 8. So if this is not your jazz, it's totally fine, but the main message of this story is quite interesting and also thought-provoking. That's why I really wanted to discuss in this podcast. And with how the story unfolded was also well-written, I'd say. I'd say the first two episodes is very dragging. And it's very dragging. Most of the time when I watch a show, the first episode it is what really hooks me up on the show. But with this type of TV series, you would need to hold on for the first two episodes until you get the gist of it, or not the gist, but you fall in love with the show, I'd say. This is not really a love for me, but the storytelling and the acting is very compelling, and that's why I'm drawn to the show. And of course, the message that it provides to its viewers. The story is actually pretty simple, right? It's a revenge storyline of the main character towards her high school bullies. And as a viewer, you would like her to succeed. That's what I wanted to see at the very end. So the part two will start in March, so you still have time. As a viewer, you wanted her to succeed and you wanted some kind of karma towards the perpetrators, because what happened in here is that the main character was very engrossed in her revenge. Like, she just lived for the revenge. So, you know, she had this room full of photos of her perpetrators plotting out her revenge after she dropped out of school. In the first 8 episodes, you didn't really see that revenge yet. So that's why the storyline and the show is really keeping you at the edge of your seats. And that's why it's a very good show to watch. And it's a very good storytelling, because you just want to stay until the end of the show just to be able to see the conclusion of it. And of course, you want your heroine, or I'd say she's an anti-hero, right? You know, she's like the one who's plotting revenge, but you want her to succeed. That's basically the gist of it. I'd say it's not groundbreaking, but the storytelling is quite compelling. That's just what I can say. And now what I wanted to discuss is the school violence in South Korea. So I have links on the episode notes for my references and sources so that you'll be able to look into more on that. And I wanted to credit them. With the school violence in Korea, it has been a major concern since the start of time. And there was even a phenomenon given to this. It's called Wangta. And the School Violence Prevention and Countermeasures Act was passed in 2004, which highlighted how students engaged in acts such as assault, abduction, blackmail, property damage, and physical or mental damage as part of bullying. While traditional school violence, such as verbal abuse, has decreased since 2012, new forms of violence, such as sexual bullying, have emerged. And of course, with technology nowadays, there are now like online bullying as well. So in the series, it was set quite early, like in the 1990s, which also this paper is about one of my sources. And that's why it didn't highlight the online bullying. There are some other shows about that too, but in this particular TV series, it's more on the physical violence of school bullying, which is very, very painful to watch. And I'm just not going to say how painful it is. You got to watch the show for yourself, but it's really brutal. I can't even imagine how this happened in real life. I just can't. But you know, you would think that as a viewer and someone who is not South Korean and who hasn't lived in Korea, you would think that how the violence that was portrayed in the show is just for TV purposes. But unfortunately, this really happened in real life. And that's what the show wanted to portray and give light or shed light to the viewers as well. So yeah, it's pretty brutal. So brace yourself if you wanted to watch the show. And there's a paper by authors Young Shin Kim, Bennett L. Leventhal, Yoon Joo Ko, entitled Prevalence of School Bullying in Korean Middle School Students, which was published in 2004. 40% of the children in their sample participated in school bullying, whereby 14% are the victims, 17% were perpetrators, and 9% were victim perpetrators. The most common subtypes of victimization were exclusion, which is 23%, verbal abuse, 22%, physical abuse, 16%, and coercion, 20%. So in this school, The Glory, okay, I'm just gonna say it, it was super extreme physical violence. And the problem with the victims, what I'm finding, is that they don't really express that they were a victim of bullying. And I think that maybe there are several reasons that you could come up with. But I think the most common one is that they are scared of their bully if they snitched on them, right? So they would feel that they will be bullied even more. But, you know, it's usually the other way around. I'd feel like if you don't tell it to your teachers or someone, you know, an adult who can help you, then it's not going to stop. But unfortunately, in the show, and most likely this happened in real life too, that the teachers are also bullies. I mean, that's what is so annoying to see and very frustrating. So that's why I think, you know, these victims of bullying are not trustful enough to the people, the adults, because they are seeing that the adults are not also someone they can trust. There are several factors why children or kids participate in bullying, and it could be low parental warmth and involvement, parental hostility, inconsistent discipline, physical punishment by parents, and lack of parental supervision are factors of higher rates of bullying among children and adolescents. Youth who live with both parents are less likely to be bullied than youth living in other family arrangements, bully others or both, and adolescents from non-intact families, like I think maybe kids that come out of like divorced parents and the parents are separated from each other, they are often the ones that participate in bullying rather than those children who come from two-parent families and whose mother and father are more involved in their lives. So in the story Glory, it wasn't really shown what's the backstory of the children of the perpetrators, maybe because it was just the first 8 episodes. So I'm hoping there will be a little bit of backstory on that one, because bullying, even though how much backstory a bully has, bullying is still, that act is still wrong, no matter whether, you know, what circumstances have led them to do those acts. But it would be interesting to see, and I wanted maybe the show also to show that some bullies are a product of what they are at home, which what I'm gonna talk about later on. So yeah, hopefully we will see that. And of course, what I really wanted to see at the very end is triumph. Anyway, why do people bully others? I've mentioned before in a previous episode, and that was season 4, episode 6, Meet My Bullies, about my bullying journey. So I wasn't the bully, but I was the one being bullied. And I wouldn't say that I'm a victim. I don't want to label myself that way. I'm much more like just the recipient of the bullying. But I'd say, thankfully, it wasn't physical violence, so that was a plus. But I'd say that from personal experience and from other people, they bully others mainly because they are jealous of the other person. Whether they know it or not, they are quite jealous. And because why would they devote time to bully that person? It takes too much effort to bully a person, basically, you know? And of course, another main thing I would say is power trip. You know how people feel powerful if they stomp on others. And there could be several entanglements as well, you know, several factors why, how it manifests, right? So it could be also that they have been bullied themselves. The bullies have been bullied themselves. And I think the biggest factor on why they are bullies in the first place is most likely toxic home environment. And that was also shown in the paper or the research I mentioned earlier, that it's mainly those types of families where, you know, the kid is maybe not enough attention, or it's either too much disciplining or less disciplining. So again, everything comes from the home, I feel. So I feel that parents have the most inputs in a society. And I don't know why some people still want to be parents if they're not capable of it. Anyway, that's another discussion. And of course, insecurity, which also would manifest to jealousy, right? So they are insecure. I mean, you will find it in my previous episode, but you know, these bullies, most of them are insecure of themselves and they get jealous with that person. And then that's why they bully that person, so that they would feel powerful towards that person, making them much more powerful in others' eyes and making them feel powerful or seem powerful in their own eyes and other people's eyes. Especially if kids from the middle school, high school, they want to fit in. They want to look cool. And for some reason, I don't know why kids think that bullying or the bullies are cool. Is it because they are the popular kids in school and that's why they can bully anyone? Or a situation could be that they are the seemed strong people. That's why they are also the popular kids. So it could go the other way around. Who knows, right? But those are my views on why people bully. And of course, there are tremendous long-term effects on health of the victims of bullying. You can see this in The Glory as well. But based on my observation and of course from my experience, there will be a huge lack of confidence of the victim, I'd say, or the recipient of the bullying. Then, of course, sickness, physical sickness or mental sickness is really going to be there. It could be long-term or chronic, or maybe just during that period. Depends on the healing process of the recipient. And of course, there would be trouble concentrating, and it could potentially make the victim or the recipient less successful in life. Again, we're going to talk about that later on, but it could be, you know, it could be a potential factor why they become unsuccessful later on in life, because perhaps they are poor. That's why they got bullied and then they dropped out of school and now their mental health is not good. Everything just goes down the drain because of that person, that situation. And some people have different resiliency tolerance, right? So it's just quite unfortunate, but I just hope that those people who see people who are getting bullied would also lend a hand, not to the bully, but helping the recipient of the bullying, because I think those recipients just feel so alone in that battle and they don't have someone they can trust, someone who would pull them out of drowning, let's say. So I guess it's more of a responsibility of those around the recipient. And of course, the bullies themselves as well. You know, if someone sees a bully, they should call them out as well. And the last long-term effect of bullying towards the recipient is most likely suicidal thoughts or suicide themselves. And we've seen this in a lot of studies and a lot of TV shows as well. So it wouldn't be far from the truth, unfortunately. So how do you heal from a bullying situation or journey? So there will be different steps, depending on the severity of the bullying, right? I'm not an expert, but I did receive it firsthand. I did experience it firsthand. But I would say that in my own experience, it's finding yourself more and finding your kind of people. That's when you would feel that you are not alone. And then you can come out of that situation because you feel like, oh, there is more to life. My life isn't just being the one being bullied, but there is more to it. And actually, I am worthy of a lot of things, not the things that the bully has told about me, or I'm not the person that the bully is labeling me. So, you know, finding your kind of people, and again, it's going to be difficult, especially if you're the recipient. Most of the time, you cannot really see the silver lining. So I would say that the people around the recipient, I urge you to be more proactive so that you would be able to help these people. And of course, also the people around the bullies as well. The healing journey is going to be different for each person. And for the show, The Glory, I would say that she's not totally healed because I guess she's healed physically because she has a lot of scars because it was a school violence type of bullying. But I don't think she's fully healed in a sense because if you are fully healed from the bullying, then you can walk away, right? But maybe for her, the only way to be healed of this situation is to seek revenge. In a way, I kind of get the character. I kind of get why the character seeks revenge because in real life, actually, my personal experience was that most of my bullies, if not all, didn't really end up having the best life. So I feel like my revenge was having the best life. That's why I think maybe it was easier for me. Not that I was even thinking about them after I graduated from high school anyway. But for Song Ye Kyo's character, it was quite difficult for her because four of the delinquents or most of them, especially the main perpetrator, Yong Jin, she is very successful. Like, she's very rich, successful, has everything. And sometimes, I guess what she felt was that, was there really a God who can avenge her? If there isn't, then she's going to avenge for herself. Because no one's gonna avenge for her anyway. Or no one or nothing's going to have justice in the world. So I will bring the justice on my own hands. I know that revenge is not really the answer. But when this show would come out and the real life bullies will see this, at least I feel that at least they would still be scared that this could happen to them. You know, at least that would be the result and they would change their ways, but we don't know, right? So I kind of get Moon Dong-eun's motivation and I feel for her. And even though in real life, again, revenge is not the answer, sometimes you just want some kind of justice for this one because, you know, it was difficult to get justice from what was happening. And I guess it could go the other way. If she would have exposed the bullying early on, it wouldn't be that harsh. But again, if you are the recipient, most of the time, if not all of the time, you are scared. You are scared to expose, especially if you don't have that strength yet. That confidence yet. But that's why it's quite entertaining to see The Glory because of the character development of the main character, Moon Dong-eun. When the first few episodes started, the flashbacks where she was very weak and now she is an adult, she is a successful school teacher. She can face her bullies, she can fight her demons. And then you as a viewer would like to cheer for her because this is a very good character development. You always cheer on for those who were underdogs or who are those strong people who are good in a way. And how Song Hye Kyo's lines, how she delivered them, kudos to her. She has really delivered this performance impeccably. And for the delinquent, especially Yong Jin, the main bully, I don't know her. I haven't seen her in other shows, but she did a tremendous job. She did a very awesome work in the acting as well, that you can really be annoyed with her. That's how good she acted as a bully. And the exchange of lines and how witty the lines are in the script, it's also very, very compelling to watch. So that's why I really like it. So yeah, in conclusion, Zesties, of course, revenge is not the answer. Revenge is living your best life. And just stay strong. And for those people who would perhaps see the bullying themselves, please, please do help the victims or the recipients. Any type of help will do. For those bullies, I urge you to just stop and realize this, guys. Like, it's not the answer as well. So bullying and revenge is not the answer. Revenge is living your best life. Thank you, Zesties, for listening to this episode. I hope you liked the episode. If you'd like to comment or to share your opinions about school violence or share your experiences, please do send a 1-minute voice memo to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. Let's continue the conversation on our socials. That's at Gleeful Talk Show in YouTube, Instagram, and on my website as well. If you really want to support the show and would like to give me a cup of coffee or two, please head down to the episode notes to find out how. Until next time, live your best life. Take care and take care of others.